Oh, people. You know, I saw it happening at the beginning of COVID, and I was like, this isn't going to go well. You see people doing it all over Facebook, and you know it can't end well. And then the FTC goes ahead and sends warning letters to 10 MLMs telling them to stop saying things like essential oils will cure COVID. And that's what we're talking about today.
Hey there, this is Get Legit Law and Shit, and I'm Emily D. Baker, badass lawyer for online business. I've been a licensed attorney for over 15 years, and I'm a former prosecutor. So yeah, I know some shit, and we're going to talk about the legal shit you need to know. But don't worry, this is not another boring business podcast. So let's get started.
You silly bastards. You can't say whatever you want. And that seems to be lost on members of network marketing companies. If you have no idea what I'm talking about when I say MLM, I'm going to give you a brief rundown, because even if you think you haven't, you have probably encountered some type of multi-level marketing type selling or direct sales type selling. And this is whereby a company will choose to use distributors versus having whatever it is sold in stores. You know, there are always claims around MLMs that they're pyramid schemes. Some have been in the past, some aren't. And sometimes the distributors, partners, sellers, whatever they call themselves, depending on the company, can be a little loosey-goosey with what they're allowed to say. What happens, I think, is that members of MLMs forget that they're actually advertising something, and they forget that they're running a business, but they're also representing a larger company, and they just say whatever shit comes to mind to hawk more oils or whatever. The reason I keep saying oils is because there are numerous oil companies wrapped up in this with the FTC. So, if you're not familiar with an MLM, that's what it is. If anyone's tried to sell you leggings, shampoo, oils, workouts, shake mixes, skincare, purses, jewelry, clothing, there are so many types of MLMs. You know, the old school Amway and Tupperware, those still exist. There are lots of them. Today, we're going to be really, really diving into the ones that got in trouble. And what happened and why it's a problem. And I'm going to read you a whole bunch of shit. You guys know I love the FTC because they will lay a fool out. They do not hold back in their letters, their press releases. Like, they keep receipts. You know, one day when I retire from doing this, I'm going to be like, hey, FTC, do you need any help? Because I would love to just collect receipts on people doing stuff they're not supposed to. It like makes my little Enneagram One heart sing. And when COVID was picking up, you know, mid-March before the lockdowns and even after the lockdowns, I'm sure you saw this on your Facebook feed, your Instagram feed, whatever. It was all of the, I'm so thankful I'm in this company right now. I'm so thankful I'm not going to get laid off. And I don't doubt that that's true. I should make a brief disclaimer before I jump into all of this. I don't hate MLMs. I don't. I think MLMs can really work for people who are good at working MLMs. I don't mind an MLM product. I use MLM foods, shakes, shampoo, skincare, you know, what else do I have in my house? It's MLM. Cleaning supplies, essential oils. I don't hate an MLM. I like a lot of MLM products. My primary skincare is still an MLM product and has been for years. So I don't hate on the MLMs, but I will hate on some of the behavior that goes on. They, depending on team you're on, because MLMs, remember, are structured with distributor chains, so a distributor team. So there's somebody who brings you onto their team, and then you're part of their bigger team, and you're part of their bigger team. They call them uplines if you've never done an MLM. And some of them can be very culty and very pushy and very on the line of what's allowed and not allowed to be said, and can really disregard the rules when it comes to marketing. And I think a lot of companies don't train well enough on this and leave it to the uplines to train. I think that's going to change. because more and more you're seeing companies, not just MLMs, but other companies too, being held responsible for what their representatives say. And I have talked on this show about LuLaRoe, and I will talk about LuLaRoe like a dog every single day, because facts, LuLaRoe. I don't love MLMs that will promise massive, like, you're going to barely work and you're going to make all this money, because people sink in so much money and honestly don't always get it back. And it is not all as easy as it seems to earn the percentage. Look, affiliate marketing is way easier than MLM stuff from my perspective, but you start at ground zero every single month with MLMs. It's a hustle for sure. But it's okay to tell people this is a hustle and this is buying into this program and this is how it works and this is how you get paid. It's not okay to say, oh my God, it's like 5 hours a week and you're going to make so much money. Not all right. So I don't love that type of behavior within MLMs. I don't hate the business model. I don't hate the product. I do hate some of the advertising tactics. I hate getting cold cocked in my DMs with, oh my God, what have you been up to? Haven't seen you around social media in a while, but I think you'd be perfect for this thing I'm doing. Look, if you follow me around social at all, you know that I've got my shit going. Like, I have shit happening. I might be interested in your product. I'm not interested in your business opportunity. And please, please don't add me into a Facebook group without asking me if I want to be in the Facebook group. I don't want to be in your pop-up group for whatever, you know, 10-day, 15-day, 30-day challenge for whatever. I don't. Not a cleaning challenge, not a eating shakes challenge, not a workout challenge, not a skincare challenge. I don't want to be in any of the challenges. Don't challenge me. Anyway. Those kinds of tactics I don't love. So as you can imagine, with these companies that have, some of them have wellness products, lots of them have wellness products, plus you can have this business, as people started getting laid off and as COVID became the, like, buy all the toilet paper, buy all the hand sanitizer, buy all the cleaning supplies, it is a ripe environment for companies that sell things like cleaning supplies and essential oils to say, hey, don't worry about that hand sanitizer at Target. I have hand sanitizer for you right here. Don't worry about cleaning your house with those dirty, dirty chemicals like Clorox bleach. Oh God, no. Try these towels. They're microbiotic and microbial and anti, you know, whatever, and vegan and all the things. I don't know. I just started stringing words together at the end there, to be perfectly honest. But you saw this. You saw, like, oh, and you can have financial freedom, and. The FTC is not playing with this. It is illegal forms of advertising. Look, the way you can talk about nutritional supplements is regulated. The way you can make wellness claims is regulated. The way you can make earnings claims saying, oh, you can do this and that. I'm going to read you the claims that got in trouble, or examples of the claims that got in trouble. And I'm going to tell you all the companies that got in trouble in just a second. So people are making all claims in, like, earnings areas, in health and wellness areas, saying, hey, if you use this thing, it will do this. And if it hasn't been scientifically proven, you can't make claims that your immunity boosting whatever it is boosts your immunity to help you fight COVID. You can't say that. So let's dime out some people. These companies should have seen this coming, because as I went back into what the FTC's been up to since COVID started, the FTC and the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, have been sending warning letters to company on company on company saying, hey, you can't claim your CBD oil cures COVID. You can't claim that it does this or that. So these crackdowns have been happening. The 10 companies that got warning letters at the end of April were broken down into whether they were being dimed out for health claims, earning claims, or both. So the companies that got nailed on both health and earning claims are doTERRA International, which is an oils company, Prove It Ventures, which is keto stuff and drinks and kind of wellness, diet, nutrition, Total Life Changes, I have no idea what that is, Trananet, don't know what that is either, Modere, and Arbonne International. I am a seller with Arbonne because I like my discount, and I use Arbonne. I love Arbonne, but I can see how this happened. Once again, not dissing the companies. but we're going to diss some of the people that made these claims in just a minute. Earnings claims only. So, hey, be your own boss, work from home 3 hours a week, be a billionaire, all of that. ID Life, it works. Rodan and Fields and Zervita was binged for health claims only. I don't know what Zervita is, but you guys, no dissing the products for it works. I don't know if it works or it doesn't work, but it works representatives. Oh my God. Y'all, stop. You are the worst Facebook offenders. I don't know what they're teaching at It Works. It does not work to roll up dirty in my DMs. It does never make me want to do anything that you want me to do. The worst in my experience. All right, let's talk about some of the shit these people said, shall we? And just giggle at why it's wrong. And then at the audacity of kind of trading on people's stress and fears, that really just kind of rubs me the wrong way. I get it. If you have something that you think's helpful, you want to like shout it from the rooftops, but there are rules and it is not a good look taking advantage of people who are stressed because it's known. When I say it's known, it's facts, neuroscience facts, that when people are under tremendous amount of stress, you don't make decisions well. You tend to be more impulsive. You tend to have a harder time making decisions. It's why things like Survivor and The Amazing Race are so much fun to watch because people are stressed and fatigued and then they do all kinds of wonky stuff and they make decisions that you might not make if you haven't been like sleeping on the ground covered in bugs with nothing to eat for 4 days. You might make different decisions when you're like well-rested and well-nourished and have slept and are not under tremendous amounts of stress, which is why reality shows live off that false stress environment. That's a different topic. But that's what the FTC is trying to prevent. It's trying to prevent these types of claims that are inappropriate, especially during a time of like global freaking stress. So the types of statements made were kind of in a couple different categories. One was all the wellness, hey, it's going to boost your immune system, blah, 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 blah. One was in the cleaning and home, like, hey, this will sanitize and clean and what have you. And others were in the financial freedom you've gotten laid off, the business opportunity, the money. So those were kind of the three big categories that became clear to me as I was reading through not just the letters, but then the reporting on them and the FTC's own press releases. Because you know, the FTC loves to like spill it all the receipts in those freaking press releases. So in one of the press releases, the FTC pointed out some of the messages, including, quote, need to make extra money? Find it difficult to pay your bills? Were you laid off / hashtag fired? Question mark. Be your own boss with, W/ doTERRA essential oils. Message me to achieve financial independence. Hashtag laid off. Hashtag unemployed. Hashtag can't pay my bills. Hashtag can't pay my rent. Hashtag student. Hashtag sales. Hashtag side hustle. Hashtag make money. Hashtag stay at home mom. All the things with that, by the way. The next one that they pointed out was, quote, .. living in quarantine and where 14 million people applied for unemployment just last week. The unemployment numbers were never 14 million in 1 week. That was a cumulative number because it was like 6 mil, then 9 mil, but whatever. Back to the quote, .. I'll stick with the opportunity to change people's lives, .. Turn a small investment into six figures. Hashtag Arbon, hashtag quarantine, hashtag 2020, end quote. Hashtag, you can't do that shit. Hashtag inappropriate earnings claim. Hashtag don't be a douche. The next one was, quote, everyone's getting stimulus checks right now, .. There is no better investment you could do. Take that money that you're about to get back, .. Figure out a way to make this happen now. And then hashtagging their companies, end quote. So a couple different articles went after this pretty hard. One of them was written in March. I assume that the person writing the article, assumption. I assume the person writing the article probably got flooded on Facebook with these damn messages and was like, no, I can't even, this isn't appropriate. But in an article that's linked in the blog post that goes along with this from salon.com, a doTERRA rep shared with the writer of the article, Dallas-based Linda Bain, said that she was selling the oils as a way to prevent COVID-19, despite no scientific-based evidence to support the claims. And this is actually what Linda said to the reporter, quote, "If it makes people feel better, I don't see the harm," end quote. It's fucking illegal, Linda. I'm sorry, but you can't make claims that your oils can prevent or treat COVID. That's not the way. And some of the quotes on social that were pulled out by this article that are problematic were things like, quote, "With the flu and coronavirus spreading through the U.S., things are selling out. And not just toilet paper and hand sanitizer at Costco. Our On Guard is getting low as well. If you're running low on these immune-boosting and protective items, now's the time to replenish your supply." You can't use those types of selling tactics, people. So in the FTC's letter to doTERRA, I'm not picking on you, doTERRA. It's just you were the one that had the most quotes. And that's more fun to talk about than no quotes, because it's easier to say, hey, people did this, because all of you are sitting there going, I've seen that shit on Facebook too. So one doTERRA rep was using hashtag COVID, hashtag prevention, along with hashtag laid off, hashtag unemployed, hashtag can't pay my bills, can't pay my rent, student sales, side hustle, make money, stay at home mom. They just all use the same hashtags, don't they? This quote, different than the other one from the FTC, was, quote, "Need to make extra money? Find it difficult to pay your bills? Were you laid off / fired? Be your own boss with doTERRA. Message me for financial independence," with all those same hashtags that the other one wrote. Now, it doesn't say who these sellers are in these. It could have been the exact same seller, but these are different quotes picked out by the FTC in their hashtag receipts to show the kind of habitual inappropriate claims. So earning claims can't be misleading. They have to be truthful. And the thing is, when you break down MLM earnings, most people don't make six figures. So you can't make six-figure claims unless it's the fact that most people make six figures. If you're an executive with Apple, you know, C-suite with Apple, you could probably say hashtag six figures, because I imagine when you put all their salaries together, it's probably more like hashtag seven figures, but those are facts. It's a fact that most MLM representatives do not make six figures, so you can't claim they will. You can say that they can join a business, because that's true, but you can't say how much money they're going to make. And you also can't advertise that products can prevent, treat, or cure diseases. You can't say that about vitamins. You can't say that about supplements. You can't say that about oils. You just can't say it. These rules with the FTC are not new, okay? It's just not. The FTC also pointed out a video with a statement that says, "I can tell you that there's thousands of people that are out of work right now. They're all looking for a way to go earn money. This is a great stimulus package because you get to teach someone how to go earn $1,730 literally in their first 10 days of business." That seemed like it was from a training to a team. But the quote that was pointed out after it was, quote, "Got the coronavirus heebie-jeebies? Boost your immunity with this amazing deal." Those kinds of quotes. There's more. Do you want to hear more? Yes, you do. Things like, "Stay safe. Make your immune system strong. Hashtag antiseptic. Hashtag immunity support. Get your standard coronavirus protection kit." And things like, quote, "How will you fight off corona? Use NutriBoost. Chaga. C-H-A-G-A. I don't know. Hashtag corona cure. Hashtag immune support, hashtag corona prevention, hashtag immunity symptom booster." Seriously. Then things like, quote, "If you're interested to learn more or obtain oils or rollers, let me know. A little extra protection can help. Hashtag doTERRA, hashtag nurses, hashtag COVID, hashtag immunity booster, hashtag improve respiratory function," which in all of that was probably the one that put that comment over the edge. But the earning claims pointed out aren't just things like make this much money, do this. There are things also like this quote from a Rodan and Fields rep that the FTC pointed out, quote, during an uncertain time like this, one thing I am grateful for is residual income based on my home-based business. If you're struggling and can use an extra few hundred dollars a month, why not give this a try? Hashtag residual income. So that's not even a big earnings claim, but it's still an earnings claim. So they don't have to be these shocking things. You cannot make earning claims unless you have accessible written materials that you can back up that earning claim. So you have to prove it. And MLMs post their earning claims, and other types of marketers post their earning claims somewhere on their website. So you have to have true and honest earning claims. And a lot of these aren't backed. So you can't just say whatever. And you can't just say, well, that was my earning. It has to be the company's earning claims. And I am sure that it is hard for MLM companies that have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people out there marketing their products, and they can give trainings and guidance. But at the end of the day, their best bet is to stringently enforce and remove people who make non-compliant statements. And right now, they just don't. The FTC really, and the FDA both, really strongly reminded these companies that advertising that a product can prevent, treat, or cure human disease, if you don't have reliable scientific evidence and controlled clinical studies to substantiate the claims, you can't make those claims. It's just like the earning claims. It all has to be factual. That is marketing. You can't say shit. That's not true. And that's not proven. And I'm sure the companies are having a hard time, but multi-level marketing companies understand this. Most companies understand this. You can get burned based on what representatives say. The company is responsible for that. So what I've seen in Facebook groups since these letters went out is companies saying, here's new training, here's new proven approved PowerPoint slides to use. You can't share this business without using these approved slides. Here's our approved marketing materials. It used to be that members and MLMs made up their own little memes and photos and trainings, and it's becoming very much more regulated. Like, here are the do's and do nots. And when I'm going through these, the do nots are things like, do not say things like speed to success, six figures, financial freedom, retiring early, $1 million, sales volumes, bonuses. Like, you can't say you're going to get this bonus, you're going to get this Mercedes, you're going to get this, you know, amount of money a month, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. You can't do it. So you have to use approved kind of marketing, and companies are really cracking down on this because they have to, because they're going to get put out of business if their resellers, marketers, members, whatever they want to call them in a given company, if they keep making claims like this and keep saying, oh, hey, COVID, what a cute little marketing opportunity. Everyone needs oils. Yes, people probably do need oils, but you can't say that it prevents COVID. You give oils a bad name, just do it right and make it seem not weird when people want to use oils. That's what really makes me mad with all of this, is for the members of MLM companies that are great, that really do enjoy the products, enjoy sharing it, have had great benefits from the thing that they found that worked for them. People doing stuff like this kind of ruined it for everybody, right? And that is a huge bummer. But we're not going to see the FTC back off of this anytime soon, especially in the middle of a global pandemic. So stay tuned, and we will see if this continues, if any of these companies get fined. As always, everything will be listed in the show notes and in the blog post that goes along with this episode. If you want to go and look at some of those FTC letters that I've quoted and look at some of these quotes for yourself, but you don't need to go look for these quotes yourself. Y'all have seen this shit on Facebook. And if you want to share some of the marketing that you've seen that annoys you, we're going to take a minute to talk about that in the Facebook group. I hope you are having a wonderful week, and I cannot wait to talk to you next time. Thanks, friend. Thank you so much for listening. I know what it's like to find a podcast you connect with,
and then you want to talk about it, and you want to talk about the things you've heard, and you want to chat with other people and hear their opinion. And sometimes that's not the people that are around you. I mean, you can always tell them to listen. But I've created a community for us to keep those conversations going, for me to answer your questions, and to share some behind the scenes and exclusive content, and maybe some deeper takes on the stories as we talk about them. So if you want to join that conversation with the Get Legit community, come on over to www.getlegitlive. I'd love to see you there. So come on by, say hello, and join the conversation.